What if you could detect a life-threatening heart arrhythmia with 99.6% accuracy from a small wearable patch? Or map the entire human body in 3D in just 60 seconds? This isn't science fiction for the 2030s. According to new reports from June 2026, it's happening right now. The age of the intelligent sensor is here, and it's set to create enormous opportunities and threats for Western industry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping manufacturing, trade, and competition. I'm Susie, and with me is our expert analyst, Troy. This week, we're tracking a single powerful theme, the sensor revolution. We're seeing a flood of breakthroughs in biosensors, AI-powered diagnostics, and industrial monitors that are moving from the lab to our bodies and factory floors. Troy, we're not just talking about smarter gadgets, are we? This feels like a fundamental shift in how we measure and manage the physical world.
It is, Susie. The common thread this week is the ability to capture real-time, molecular-level data continuously, affordably, and outside of a traditional laboratory. This is creating entirely new markets in consumer health, enabling hyper-efficient smart factories and bioprocessing, and redrawing the geopolitical map in the multi-billion dollar diagnostics industry. For U.S. and European companies, understanding this shift is now a strategic imperative.
Let's start with consumer health. We've tracked fitness wearables for years, but the big news this week from Dexcom and the FDA seems to be a major escalation. What happened?
The U.S. FDA granted over-the-counter clearance for Dexcom's Stelo glucose biosensor system for children aged 2 and up who do not use insulin. This follows its 2024 OTC approval for adults. This makes Stelo a first continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, available without a prescription for this pediatric demographic. It's part of a huge trend, with Abbott's FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus also extending its wear time to 15 days and integrating with automated insulin delivery systems.
Over-the-counter is the key phrase here. This moves CGMs from a prescribed medical device for diabetics to a consumer wellness product anyone can buy. Why does that matter globally right now?
It massively expands the total addressable market. The focus shifts from disease management to proactive metabolic health monitoring for athletes, biohackers, and anyone focused on wellness. With Dexcom launching a redesigned app in the U.S. this July, they are explicitly targeting this consumer-centric experience. This consumerization of medical-grade hardware is a pivotal moment.
So, how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For medical device and consumer electronics manufacturers, this is a multi-billion dollar opportunity. Companies like Dexcom and Abbott now compete with tech giants. We're also seeing an explosion in demand for the components, the microfluidics, the specialized enzymes, and the low-power Bluetooth chips. European semiconductor and chemical companies are critical to this supply chain. The threat is for companies that fail to see this convergence of medical and consumer tech. Your next competitor might be a software company.
What about trading companies and distributors who need to move these products?
They need to prepare for a new retail channel. These CGMs will move beyond pharmacies and into consumer electronics stores, online wellness marketplaces, and even gyms. Sourcing will be key. Distributors need to secure relationships with these manufacturers, like Dexcom and Abbott, and understand the different regulatory requirements for OTC versus prescription devices in both the US and EU. Market timing is critical. Getting these on shelves for the July 2026 app launch is a clear goal.
And the actionable insight for executives?
If you are in the health, wellness, or consumer electronics space, you must develop a strategy for the quantified self-market. Consider partnerships with CGM makers to integrate their data into your ecosystem. For component manufacturers, re-evaluate your production capacity because demand for high-precision, low-cost biosensor components is about to accelerate dramatically.
Let's shift from the human body to the factory floor. We're seeing a similar story of real-time monitoring there, particularly in bioprocessing. What's the core development?
The development is the widespread adoption of real-time process analytical technology, or PAT, sensors in industrial bioprocessing, including food, beverage, and biofuels. Companies like Hamilton are launching new inline sensors, like their InSight Arc for live cell density and CO2 control for dissolved CO2, that provide a continuous data stream from inside a fermentation bioreactor.
Inline sensors? So this is about getting data without having to stop the process and take a sample to the lab?
Exactly. Traditionally, quality control in fermentation was based on offline analysis, which is slow and only gives you a snapshot. These new PAT sensors, often using Raman or near-infrared spectroscopy, track biomass, substrate consumption, and product titers in real time. This is technology that originated in the high-stakes pharmaceutical industry and is now being standardized for food production.
Why is this a big deal for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It represents a massive competitive advantage in efficiency and quality. A report from NTHRS Biotech Labs claims their AI-driven platform, which uses these IoT sensors, can reduce fermentation batch failures by 30 to 40%. For a European brewery, a U.S.-based biofuel producer, or a maker of industrial enzymes, that is a transformative impact on the bottom line. Manufacturers who don't adopt this will be competing with higher costs, more waste, and less consistent product quality.
So for trading companies, is this about selling the sensors themselves?
It's more than that. The opportunity isn't becoming a value-added distributor of integrated PAT systems. Companies need not just the hardware from Hamilton, but also the software, the AI analytics platform from a company like NTHRIS, and the expertise to install and validate it. This is a high-margin, service-oriented business. For sourcing, it means building relationships with these specialized sensor manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe.
What should an executive in, say, a food and beverage company do right now?
They should initiate a pilot program on a single production line to integrate real-time PAT sensors. The goal is to quantify the return on investment, measure the reduction in failed batches, the optimization of raw material usage, and the improvement in product consistency. The data from that pilot will make the case for a factory-wide rollout. This is the foundation of the smart factory.
Troy, our final segment is about the competitive landscape, and a report on China's diagnostics industry caught my eye. It says they're entering a golden era of globalization. This sounds like a direct challenge to Western dominance.
It is, and the driver is counterintuitive. The European Union's new in vitro diagnostic regulation, or IVDR, has created very stringent unified standards for things like clinical validation and device registration. While this raised the barrier to entry, Chinese point-of-care testing, or PLCT, manufacturers who successfully met these high standards are now seen as globally competitive.
So Europe's high standards are actually validating Chinese products for the rest of the world?
Precisely. Companies like Hangzhou Altest Biotech are now able to market their products, which are often more cost-effective, as meeting the rigorous EU IVDR benchmarks. Combined with the global demand for rapid diagnostics fueled by recent pandemics, this creates a perfect storm. It's strengthening China's position in the global market, especially in resource-limited regions.
What does this mean for U.S. and European diagnostic manufacturers?
It's a significant competitive threat, particularly in the high-volume, cost-sensitive segments like rapid antigen tests. Competing on price alone will be difficult. The opportunity for Western firms lies in technological differentiation. This is where the fusion of AI and advanced biosensors becomes critical. For example, a report from RSC Publishing shows machine learning can dramatically boost the sensitivity of standard lateral flow assays, reliably identifying weak positive samples that odor tests would miss.
And for trading companies and distributors, what's their play?
There's a sourcing opportunity here. Distributors can now source high-quality, IVDR-compliant PLCT devices from China, potentially at a lower cost, to serve their markets. However, they must perform rigorous due diligence on the supply chain, quality control, and intellectual property protection. It's a balance of opportunity and risk.
So what is the key action for a Western diagnostics executive to consider right now?
They must double down on innovation that creates a clear performance gap. The strategy should be to accelerate the integration of AI and machine learning into their diagnostic platforms. Think of the CRISPR-based biosensors from NTHRYS Biotech, or the quantum-enhanced sensors capable of detecting Alzheimer's biomarkers at femtomolar concentrations. These aren't incremental improvements. They are order-of-magnitude leaps in performance that Chinese competitors cannot easily replicate and that justify a price premium.
Troy, a lot to unpack this week. If you had to boil it down, what are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the era of consumer wellness has moved beyond step counting to continuous molecular monitoring. The over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor is the leading edge of this wave. Companies in every adjacent sector, from electronics to insurance, need a strategy for this new stream of personal health data.
Second,
the smart factory is becoming a reality, and it's powered by real-time sensor data.
If you are in bioprocessing, food and beverage, or specialty chemicals, your competitors are already using PAT sensors and AI to cut waste and boost quality. Failing to invest in this technology is no longer an option.
And the final takeaway?
The global diagnostics market has a new and formidable competitor. China's POCT industry is using high European regulatory standards as a springboard to global markets. Western firms cannot compete on cost alone. They must win on superior technology, particularly by embedding AI to deliver diagnostic insights, not just data.
Troy, thank you for the analysis. It's clear that from our own health to the efficiency of our factories, the ability to sense and interpret the world in real time is the new competitor frontier. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
A pleasure, Susie.
Join us again next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss an episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.